Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Acme with the Bulletin Board Heroes special on the small farmer stocks, obviously the ones which have been in focus with retail investors over the near term. Slight feeling of the bubble bursting, but looking at the daily chart of Avact, you can see that the shares slowly moving higher, rising trend channel from the beginning of last month, floor of the channel around 105. Nominal support and the target up to 140 at the top of the channel, that resistance line. RSI 78, so pretty overbought, but nothing too dramatic in terms of what you normally see in a strongly trending stock. So as far as that situation is concerned, one would give that a good 9 out of 10. On to the next contender, which is 4D Pharma. Here you see that shares managed to break their neckline resistance around 50 pence and have pushed higher to the 200-day line at 81 pence. Consolidating here between the 200-day line and the initial April resistance at 70. Probably the easiest thing to do now is to wait for an end-of-day close through the 200-day line before targeting the next move, hopefully to the upside, which could be as high as the top of that broadening triangle from May last year up to £1.70. So something to look forward to if things consolidate in the right way over the near term. On to GeneTribe, trading the aftermath of its somewhat controversial placing, I believe, at the ATP level. Rather strange level to go for, given that shares were trading much higher than that. But current situation after flushing and stopping everybody out over the near term, at least people close to the market, is to look and see what the technical parameters are. Here you can see that there is a support line there from the beginning of, I suppose, the end of March. Top of the channel here, I suppose, up towards where the stock hit. Not really easy to see any other particular area. So really, the best we can say at the moment is well above the 150 zone, back up to 300 pence. But really, we need to see a bit more consolidation before making too many predictions at this stage on a technical basis. Hemogenics has given a rather rocky ride over the last few sessions. I did suggest before that we were in a range between 7 and 10 pence, and so far that has been borne out over the last, I think, three or four sessions at least. The low today around 6 and 3 quarters, and shares just tentatively bouncing off that. But still, 7 to 10 looks to be the hopefully mid-move consolidation after 11 is broken. If it is broken, then one would be looking for a target perhaps towards the 20 pence area. But we have to see, obviously, how things pan out over the next few sessions. Motif Bio, I'm not sure whether it really classes, it can be classed in a as a serious contender. But the situation here is that we have so far bounced above the 0.5 pence level. End of day close above that former April or initial April peak at 0.85 would be quite a result given the peak from 1.8 that we had yesterday. So 0.85 on an end of day close would be very useful indeed, or useful at least as far as the bull argument is concerned. We also have, as you can see, the 200-day moving average there at 0.86. So that ties in with that old resistance. So I said an end of day close at the 0.80s and above could allow the shares to totally or at least partially retest the best spike level of last of the week to date. Obviously, this is not for widows and orphans, as indeed not are many of the stocks that we're looking at the moment. Novacyt, the next contender. Something interesting to note here, I think, is the way that all the way up, we've actually had basically the 20-day moving average as the support area and the area to be buying on dips to. That's currently at £3.78. We've got a rising trend channel there heading towards £7.50, which I'm sure will cheer up some of the fans of this stock. And so at the moment, the message is that while we remain above the 20-day line, certainly down to £3.50, £7.50 could be the upside for this situation. On to Omega Diagnostics, which hit The best case scenario target that we had up to 70 pence, or just about hit it. I think the high 69.4, so they're not too bad. I did suggest on the last outing that above 70 pence we could hit £1.10, but obviously we haven't broken 70 pence yet. As far as support is concerned, 55 to 60 was the call, and that still looks to be the case. Probably waiting for that 20-day line to come and catch up with the price action. And probably wouldn't be surprised if at least there was an intraday dip heading towards that 20-day line, and also maybe closer to the 50 level over the next few days. But at the moment, 55 to 60 looks to be a relatively safe support zone for Omega Diagnostics. On to Open Orphan, which rather like Vacta rather, has been a slow burner, and those are much appreciated in these kind of volatile markets. Interesting that the shares have managed to hold the gap higher at the start of the week. So there's a gap there through 9.5 pence. And really, while we're above the floor of that gap at 9.3 pence, one would expect further progress to be made towards settling in the double figures area. The big target here up towards 14 pence, hopefully over the next month or two. And that's valid really while we hold above 8.5 to 9 pence as far as the share price is concerned, with previous resistance becoming new support. Synergen is next, and here you can see that a bit of a rocky ride between 50 and 70 pence. That's why I sort of shied away from it earlier in the week as far as the price action was concerned. It looks very ragged indeed. The easiest way forward here is probably to wait for any dips towards the floor of the channel, currently at 50 pence, so 50 to 55 pence, the buying zone there on a technical basis. Best case scenario target at the moment on the upside, up towards 90 to 95 pence at the top of that December trend channel. Frustrating situations come in the form of Tiziana here. We are still trying to break out of this 50p to 70p range, probably more accurately 40p to 70p. Slight optimism comes in the way that we've broken this line of resistance, this basically a triangle formation from the beginning of last month at around 55 pence, and so above 55 pence mid on an end of day close is a plus for the shares. But the levels here really 70 pence, 90 pence, the high early in April, and then towards 180, and really there is not much extra magic to be added apart from the possibility of the stock having broken out of this triangle, a narrow one, which would then clear the logjam of the recent consolidation. Finishing off with perhaps what one could say the joker in the pack, Valerix, actually performing relatively well given its recent fundamental history and the history of the stock. Placing well received at 6 pence, which was quite a result. Haven't seen the share price trade below that since placing at 6p was offered. A bit like Hemogenics, we're in a range here, 7 pence to, let's say, 12 pence on an end of day close basis. End of day close above 12 pence should be enough to give us a retest of the 20 pence area, but obviously the shares have done a lot in a short time, and we might expect the consolidation that we've seen to last for a number of days. At this stage, probably the safest sort of thing to do would be to look out for any dips towards 5 to 6 pence in the range of the 20-day moving average to buy into if you are a fan of this stock. That's it from me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.